This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The former Adams County Sheriff pleaded guilty Thursday to a felony forgery charge and two misdemeanors for falsifying training records when he was in the top job. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Former Sheriff Rick Ragenborn served a single term in office and left in 2023. State prosecutors charged Ragenborn, along with his two top deputies, in a scheme where they falsified training records for themselves. Ragenborn told a Denver judge on Thursday that he was sorry to the people of Adams County. He will serve 12 months of supervised probation and has to relinquish his peace officer license, which means he'll never be in law enforcement again. Ragenborn lost his bid for re-election after CPR News reported the criminal investigation within the top echelons of his office. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Landlords can keep using so-called rent algorithms in Colorado after a bill to regulate them died in the legislature. Rent algorithms developers say they make the housing market more efficient. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports others see them as collusion.
Critics say that landlords are using tech platforms to exchange internal data and set prices, allegedly acting like a cartel. Senator Julie Gonzalez sponsored a bill to limit the use of those rent algorithms.
I didn't think we'd have to fight about whether or not we could agree that collusion is bad.
The bill died Wednesday in the Capitol. Democrats helped water it down, and the backers effectively chose to kill it rather than accept the changes. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Stricter roadside boat inspections have prevented dozens of invasive mussels from reaching Colorado bodies of water. Colorado Parks and Wildlife inspectors say that since March, they've intercepted 8 boats infested with mussels. The mussels damage water pipes and deprive native fish of their food. This is CPR News and KRCC.